Welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C., mama, CEO, and founder of the Rising Wolf Coaching, seven-figure business owner, and the creator of the Wealth Expansion System. Myself and my team help freedom-seeking fempreneurs reach effortless high cash months without the hustle. Join us for conversations on money manifesting, business growth, passive revenue, and coming home to your birthright of being wildly wealthy. Good morning and welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so grateful that you're here. We have so much good stuff to go over today. I am currently going live with my amazing community on Instagram. So I'm just going to say hello to everybody. And this is going to be a jam-packed episode, about 15, 20 minutes of digestible content that is going to be not only supportive to your energetics, which is number one, but also actionable stuff. Steps. I don't want to create any additional overwhelm in anyone's life when they're creating wealth in their life, right? The vibe around here is that we create sustainably. We create in a way that feels most supportive of our core values, of who we are, that our nervous systems are regulated, that our mindsets are at ease, that we believe in ourselves, and that we pace our process. It's all about the journey, not the destination. Online offers, creating your online magic is not a quick fix. And I think a lot of times what I've been seeing, especially in the online space, is that so many people are diving into this and they're expecting it to happen overnight. And I think coming into this process with a set of compassion, set of understanding, and just a really, really good grounded approach to your process, and knowing that there's going to be moments when you're going to question yourself. There's going to be moments when you're like, I'm not really sure if that's the right path. At the end of the day, you are constantly in a state of learning. And that is why I'm here, is to make sure that you are making a sustainable and profitable business with your areas of genius. Okay. So let's dive into it. So we're going to be going over the four ways to get your either current online offers to start gaining more traction, or what we're going to be doing. This is also a perfect episode for anybody who currently is looking to create online offers, because the content coincides together. Whether you've already created the programs and it's not performing well, or they're not selling, or they're just sitting there, and maybe the only way that you're making a sale is if you're running a sale or running like a flash sale or something like that. It's really, really important. These are really great foundational components and pieces to the puzzle. Okay, so before I dive into the first one, it's all about energetics, and I want to tell you a personal story. So back before I was strictly in Rising Wolf, my coaching company, I was a hairstylist, and I had a program that I had launched. So I was previously known for all things hair color, all things, building a clientele. Building a clientele has always been just my area of genius, and from there, I had built a very, very big community, and people knew me for those specific things. Now, when I had my spiritual awakening, there was a little bit of having this feeling of like, I'm not really sure if the version of me that I now identify as will be greeted with open arms. And I was nervous. I was scared. I was about to launch an additional program that had a lot to do with money manifestation and spirituality and the unconscious mind. And no one had gotten that from me yet at that time. So this program was life-changing. I mean, it was life-changing. And when I launched it, the first launch I ever had, I was like, okay, great. I'm going to do it. I'm going to put it out there. It's going to be amazing. I started kind of sharing this information with my audience. And from there, it was a 300K launch, original launch. And then I started experiencing like these mental roadblocks, these energetic roadblocks, and I started to not believe in what I was doing. I started getting really nervous about what people were going to think, that I was working with like these hair color brands, and they were like, how are you, what are you doing talking about manifestation, and what are you talking about with the unconscious mind, like talk about hair color. And it felt like there was these two parts of me that were in a tug of war. It was in friction between the version of me who had built this audience and then the version of me that I was really fully stepping into. And I started to unconsciously experience these blocks around my program and relaunching it. So after my first successful launch, people were telling me, even if they were telling me, hey, this is changing my life, which people were telling me on the regular, I still felt this friction about, can I really identify as this person? Is it fully safe for me to do this? And I wasn't aware of the unconscious blocks, but it was showing up as lack of sales. So it was showing up as this, I would launch and then maybe I would only get 5 people to sign up. When originally I had almost 300 people sign up the first go around. And then maybe the next time I'd have 20 people sign up and then maybe 100 people, but it wasn't in line with what I was calling in. So I was calling in all of these sales, but really what I was experiencing was the complete opposite. And that had everything to do with me not being able to truly identify as somebody who believed in what they were doing. Even on the outside, externally, which is the conscious mind, which is only 5% of, your road, it's basically running 5% of the show. You can call in a successful launch. You can call in all these things. But if your unconscious is saying you don't feel safe or what if this or what if this or what if this, it's going to show up energetically and it's going to result in your external world. So for me, that's what it was. So that's why energetics is a huge piece of the puzzle, because I want you to start auditing how you feel about success, how you feel about being seen as this particular person. How do you feel about your knowledge and sharing your knowledge? Do you own it 100%? Because I could tell you at this season of my life, I did not own it. And then eventually, as I started to do the work around owning my knowledge and being okay with being this person and letting go of those collaborations with those color companies, I could fully embody the person. I could share this knowledge with ease and with flow and with confidence. And then guess what? The sales started to increase because I believed in what I was doing. I felt fully, fully seen as this person who was able to identify with the success that I craved and the results that I wanted and the people that I wanted to help. And I ended up helping so many more people. So I want you to ask yourself, how do you feel about your success? Are you afraid of failure? Are you afraid of success? Now, the biggest thing that I've ever learned was if you are holding yourself back from failure, holding yourself back from success. So I want you to just explore this. This is a great journaling opportunity to kind of understand what is holding you back, what is taking you back. This is why inside of my Course Creator College, the first module, the first lesson is how to identify as a wealthy online course creator. Mindset and personal development is 80% of your success as a course creator. I can teach you strategy, no fucking problem. But that's only running 20% of the show. And I would be doing you a wild disservice if I only taught you that. And that's what the majority of online, if you go to any course creator or creating your online program or taking your program and putting it on passive revenue, which I teach you how to do the step by step. If they don't teach you personal development, if there's not a personal development coach in there, if there's not personal development built into the programs, you're going to come up against a lot. And it's being able to have the tools to navigate it, to give yourself the compassion to pace your process and to understand how to fully trust yourself during this journey. Okay? If there are any thoughts about your success that you desire, but underneath the surface, there are beliefs that are not congruent with that, it will show up as shutting down, not being able to fully commit, being afraid to niche in, not really showing up fully. This can all really show up in external ways. So that is why this part of the process is so important, is the energetics, right? So for those of you who already have online offers, I want you to ask yourself, do you 100% believe in what you are offering? Do you 100%, you want to stand on the top of a fucking mountain and be like, I have the best program. It's going to change your damn life. And if not, how can we get there? Because that is the energy that attracts the people. Because I can stand up on top of a mountain and tell you that I fully believe in my programs, 100%. and I see them changing people's lives left and right. But that's because I have taken the time to really work on being the person who can trust myself, who can believe in the work that I do and believe in the transformations that I can offer. So I want you to sit with that. Ask yourself, what do I need to believe for this to work the way I want it to? What do I need to believe for this to work the way I want it to? What is actually holding me back? So just kind of get into this curious, right? We're not in the judgment zone. We are just in the curious zone, right? Just curious. Okay. So energetics is number one. Okay. So next we're going to get into a little bit of strategy. So let's just take a breath. Shake it out. Shake your body. Loosen up your jaw a little bit. There's all the time in the world. You're right on track. You're right on track. Everything is good. Okay. All right. Moving on. So number two, when it comes to strategy, so we went over energetics. Now we're going to get into strategy. Is it clear who you are serving? So oftentimes when we are starting in the online space, it's very, very challenging to niche down. I've had a lot of difficulty with this, right? Really niching in. People are like, well, I have so many things that I can do and I have so many things, I have so many gifts, right? How do I package that up? And the beautiful thing is that you, of course you can help a lot of people. I know you can help a lot of people. However, when we speak to everyone, we speak to no one. So when we actually think about the actual person that you're serving, the transformation that you're offering. I've mentioned this in previous podcast episodes before, but a lot of times it can feel restrictive. We're like, oh, I only can have to help one person. But that's the furthest thing from the truth. It should not feel restrictive. It should not feel restrictive because there's so many aspects of you and this person's journey that you get to help them on. There's so much of you that gets to shine. There's so much of you that gets to be able to offer solutions. It's not like I have to help this one person with this one thing. You help them with either an emotional transformation, a physical transformation, a strategy transformation. But at the end of the day, there's entire roadmaps and things that need to kind of unravel for this person to actually get to where they are, to where they want to be. So is it clear of who you're serving and how you help, right? So that's number two. Number three is, are you using umbrella terms? Umbrella terms, I'm going to give you an example. I wrote it down. So just gonna read this really quick. So an umbrella term is, let's just say you're a social media manager, hypothetical situation. You help people grow their social media, manage their social media. And let's just say right now, one of the benefits of your program is you help them gain followers, right? That's an umbrella term. An umbrella term is not magnetic. It's not magnetic. It doesn't hold any kind of opportunity to have this visceral body experience. It doesn't pique curiosity. It's like, this is the benefit, right? But people don't care about the benefits of your program or the modules or the size of them. They want to know who they're going to become, what they're going to learn, what the results are going to look like, right? They don't care about the benefits. They care about the results. So I'm going to share with you something that's not an umbrella term. And so instead of followers, you open up the app. And hold on one second. So you open up the app and you put down your phone. You are not surprised in the least to notice that your latest post just hit 10K views and the sales are flooding in. There's comments, there's shares, and people are DMing you begging to work with you. You sit back, sip your cup of coffee, put your feet up, and you know exactly why this is all happening. You found the secret to unlocking your social media presence. Doesn't that create much more of an expansive opportunity, right? So instead of gaining followers, you take them through. I just was training my students on this the other day. We're taking you out of umbrella terms and we're taking you into magnetic copy. Magnetic copy is unlocking the mind, the subconscious mind through pictures, through experience. This is why I can talk about you biting into a crunchy, yellow, golden, delicious apple. It's the juice is dripping down and all of a sudden your mouth starts to water, right? because you can see the things in your brain. You can start visualizing, experiencing pictures. And that's what creates a visceral experience in your body. It creates emotion. It creates captivating experiences for people. So when we're using umbrella terms, like here are the benefits of my program, here's what you're going to learn, right? It's kind of like, cool. And that's why people are like, all right, well, I could probably join this person's program and join this person's program, and they're going to teach me the same thing, but it's the furthest thing from the truth, right? So when you add your captivating copy, and we step away from umbrella terms and we get very, very magnetic, we're going to start noticing that the storytelling that you are introducing into your copy, introducing into your sales pages, introducing into your freebies, introducing into your opt-ins, introducing into your messaging when it comes to social media, your captions, all of a sudden people are taken on a fucking journey and they're like, oh my God, I need to work with you. Oh my God, yes, that's what I want. Because nobody cares about the benefits. Cool, more followers, cool, more sales. Let's get specific. I was just training my students on this the other day about using specific experiences and not actual umbrella terms. So an umbrella term can, it's kind of multifaceted. So gaining followers, right? That's an umbrella term. But the additional thing to that is a lot of times when people are trying to tell a story, they're telling a story over like a very long period of time, right? Which is also, it's creating an umbrella experience, right? It's just this, okay. So when you tell an experience over a long period of time, it's like, oh, okay. But when you walk them through one specific experience, they wake up, they look up their phone, and they see four sales dinging into their, you know, notifications, they put down their phone and they put their hand on their heart and they're so grateful. They can't believe that the post that they did yesterday performed, they got passive revenue. Like it's, you're taking them through one singular experience, and that is what creates magnetic copy. Okay. So energetics is number one, messaging and umbrella terms is number three. And then number four is, are you asking without giving trust? So you may just be asking too quickly for a sale. So for example, this is like kind of like you go on a date, right? You swipe match on the dating app. You meet up for coffee or dinner, and then he sits across the table from you and he's like, "Hey, we should probably move in with each other." And you're like, "Bro, too quick. What? No, we're not. We just met. We're not doing that." Right? So when it comes to building trust, maybe the next thing is asking more about you, figuring out more about you, connecting with you, right? And then maybe at the end of the day, asking you, oh, well, he actually just invited me to my favorite Mexican restaurant, the one where they have, you know, the tableside guac, right? Your favorite margaritas that you mentioned on your first date, right? That would be the next step, not moving in together. So a lot of times what we see is that people have these, you know, $500, $600, $700, $900 programs, just evergreen sitting in their bio. And they're like, okay, I'm going to do the social media post and then I'm going to ask them to purchase this. Or I'm going to, let's just say there's another, basically having them go from the social media page to maybe just a booking link, or a social media page to an application page, right? There's really no trust besides short form copy to, hey, work with me for X amount of time, right? So at the end of the day, you want to be able to build trust with them, whether this be a masterclass, a podcast episode, a YouTube video, a freebie, nurturing them on your email list, being able to give them an ability to learn from you. They're now saying it's about 7 hours total on average, where people are like, okay, perfect. I trust this person. I'm ready, right? Now, if somebody has maybe found you really quickly and they build trust right away, they might be ready to invest right away. They're like, yes, you check all the blocks. I got everything I need. I'm going to do it, right? But we can't assume that that's everybody, okay? All right, so that is what we're going into 19 minutes, and I promised you short, actionable, digestible content. So we're just going to do a quick recap and then what actionable steps that you can take to continue your journey into either creating your own online course, relaunching your own online course with a specific strategy, and where you can begin and start. So number one, energetics is 80% of your success and your growth. Take some time, pace yourself with this process. Oftentimes there's a belief or an identity that's lingering underneath the surface that is really not congruent with the goals that you have externally. Messaging, is it clear who you're speaking to and how you help? And are you using umbrella terms and how can we get more magnetic with our copy? And then are we asking for a sale without the trust, right? Are we asking to, on the first date, asking them to move in, or can we just ask them on a second date? Again, some people might be ready to move in on the first date, but most people aren't. So being able to have your strategy kind of built into trust building funnels. So actionable steps in the show notes below. If you are just beginning your online journey and you're like, I'm not even ready to create an online program yet, I just need to know who the hell I'm helping, my messaging, creating my own methodologies, like being able to get really clear on who I serve and how I help, then you would want to dive into my free masterclass, Revenue Revolution. This is the exact roadmap that I've used to go from 2K months to 150K months. And if it feels fully aligned, you will be introduced to my program, Cashflow Confidential, which is the roadmap to help you get the foundational components of what this is for you so that you can have a clear picture moving forward. If you are looking to create your online program, you are looking to package up your areas of genius, whether you are working with one-on-one clients, whether you are, you just basically want to start your online and online energy, online empire, you're ready to rock, that would be the Passive Revenue Masterclass, which I'll pop down below. And if that feels fully aligned, you'll be interested to introduced into my program, the Course Creator College, which is just the CEO Club. This is the signature program on how to not only map out, create, launch all your social plans, your done for you templates, like all the things, email sequences, how to pre-sale price, how to launch your own program, how to record, how to create your modules, how to do all of it, how to launch that all, have a successful launch, and then package it up and put it on autopilot. So it's not just sitting in your link in your bio. It actually has a system and a strategy behind the whole thing, allowing you to make revenue at any point of day. So if that feels in alignment, you are able to do that. If you are really not sure, or you are sure you want a program, but you really want to talk to one of my team members first, kind of iron out all your questions out, I'll pop that below. You can talk to my team and hop on a quick call. And if you are looking for a more mindset or being able to do a little bit more self-discovery work, I will put down some of my most popular podcast episodes for you to dive into. So again, thank you so, so, so much for joining me on another episode of There She Rose. And I am so, so excited for you on this journey. You're doing amazing. Pace yourself, be patient with yourself, have compassion with yourself, and do not compare yourself to anybody else. The only person you are in a race with is the you from yesterday. Nobody else, right? My best piece of advice is do not listen to a lot of people. This is one of the biggest things that helped me get to where I was, to where I am now, and the success that I've had is that I've only listened to maybe one or two coaches that were congruent with each other, right? They did not have opposing beliefs or anything like that. And I put my blinders up. I didn't look at what anyone else is doing. I didn't look at anything that was opposing the goals that I had or anything like that. I stayed very, very, very much in the driver's seat of where I'm going, and I don't listen to anything else. I just stay focused. So that is my my suggestion for you. And give yourself some extra love today. Okay, I'm sending you so much love. You're doing amazing, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye for now.